Earlier this week, the Guardian newspaper reported that Irish data centres were being used to store Israeli military information, including the surveillance of thousands of Palestinians. Microsoft has admitted providing data centre storage to Israel, but has denied any knowledge of or involvement in the surveillance of the Palestinian population in Gaza or the West Bank. Well, the story was broken in the Guardian by Harry Davies, who's on the line now. Harry, good afternoon, and thank you for taking our call.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Tell us how Microsoft and its data center storage facilities came to be used by the Israeli military in the first place to provide these storage services for them.
Yeah, sure. So Microsoft has a long customer relationship with the Israeli military that existed before this project. But it in particular had a close relationship with Unit A200, which is the elite surveillance agency within the Israeli Military Intelligence Directorate. And Unit A200 is kind of equivalent to the US National Security Agency or the UK's GCHQ in its capabilities and its remit, and although it's referred to as a unit, that sort of makes it sound quite small. It's actually a very large part of Israeli military intelligence. So back in 2021, they deepened their partnership with Microsoft because they wanted to put a large amount of its secret and sensitive classified information into Microsoft's cloud. And they work with Microsoft to create a sort of customized, segregated area within Microsoft's cloud platform, Azure. And then once that was complete, the unit then began moving this very large repository of intercepted phone calls from the West Bank and Gaza into the cloud.
And the information you're talking about here, this is surveillance information collected about Palestinians involving millions of conversations every day that would take place by telephone, is it?
Exactly. Yes. So these are cellular phone calls. Israel, because of the control it exerts over the Palestinian telecommunications network, means that in Gaza, most users can only use 2G network, and in the West Bank, 3G, which means that Palestinians rely quite often on cellular phone calls, and it's these cellular phone calls that were being captured. And these were the unit had a mantra internally within the project, which sort of captured the scale and mission of the project, and this was a million calls a day.
And have you been able to establish whether this information then was used to plan attacks against Palestinians in either the West Bank or in Gaza?
Yeah, so according to the sources we've spoken to, the intelligence that was drawn from this repository captured communications was then used to inform, has been used to inform deadly airstrikes in Gaza when in the sort of planning stage of those airstrikes, but also has been used to shape military operations in the West Bank as well, sort of arrest operations and other sort of intelligence-led operations that the military is conducting in the West Bank.
Tell us then about the Irish connection. You believe that you have established that Irish data centres were used to store some of this information.
Yeah, so according to the leaked Microsoft documents we've seen, sorry about the noise here, the documents that we've seen show that as of July, there was around about 11,500 terabytes of IDF data that was held in European data centers. Most of that is in the Netherlands. A small proportion of the data that the IDF holds in Azure is held in a Microsoft data center in Ireland. Now, we can't say specifically that what information is in which data center, but what we're able to see is that as part of the IDF's relationship with Microsoft, it is storing information within a data center in Ireland as well as the Netherlands.
And if that kind of information, if that sort of sensitive surveillance information was being stored in Ireland, then I mean, is there anything that can be done about that? Is there anything that the authorities here could do about that?
Well, having spoken this week to some legal experts, European legal experts, there could be there is the possibility that Palestinians could bring data protection claims in Ireland and the Netherlands. Now, that's, I think those lawyers are looking at the story, and that's in its early stages of kind of considerations. But a lot will depend on exactly what kind of information is being held in the data centers.
What have Microsoft told you about all of this? I mean, did they say whether they set any conditions about how the data that they store on behalf of the Israeli military should be used?
Yes, so they say that they are not aware of this of the information that is being stored within a customer's cloud environment. However, what our reporting shows is that they knew at the beginning of the project that 8200's ambition and stated aim was to move large amounts of sensitive, top secret, and secret intelligence material into the cloud. I think Microsoft are now trying to, and this is something that we reported on Friday, is that Microsoft are now trying to assess and determine what information the IDF and specifically 8200 are storing within the cloud. They say that they weren't aware that the information included intercepted Palestinian communications on this scale, and they're sort of currently trying to investigate the matter.
And on foot of you breaking this story and this information now being out in the public domain, do you anticipate then any further developments for the relationship between Microsoft and the Israeli military?
I think the company is now trying to determine, as this is something that we reported on Fridays, whether assurances it has received from its Israel-based staff about how the military was using the Azure cloud platform. They're trying to determine whether they can whether the veracity of the assurances they received, and they're trying to sort of assess that alongside their other sort of commitments to human rights.
Okay, Harry, thank you very much for explaining all of that to us. And you can read that investigation on the Guardian website. That's Harry Davies from the Guardian. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.